Good morning, and welcome to World Book Podcast number 5. This is November 27, just after Thanksgiving, and I'm your host, Olav Anderson. Well, today I'll talk about what happened during last week at World Book. I did some new developments for the new members who are joining and find it tough to get going and don't want to import their stuff right away, or they just don't know how to get started with World Book. I've created a simple list of tips, which are displayed in the upper left-hand corner of the page, which gets shown to them every time they do something. The tips include how to add RSS feeds. Let's look at my list here. How to add RSS feeds. How to publish RSS. That's very powerful. You can add RSS to your blog or to whatever you like. Also, how to use labels effectively. That's an alternative method of organizing your content in kind of like a virtual dossier, so very, very good. Uploading your bookmarks, existing bookmarks, to kickstart your web reference collection. Unfortunately, you can't have aliases and all that kind of stuff, but you have to add that later. Searching tips, how to use the search web book searching system effectively, using our peculiar way of prepending certain characters to symbolize commands to the World Book system. Sharing, if you know someone's alias, like my name, my alias is Olav, O-L-A-V, so if you go to your preferences page and add Olav, you'll see all my published labels and dossiers, and you can subscribe to them as RSS, or you can simply use that to exchange web references with me. So go ahead and try that out. I invite everyone to use my alias and see what I've been publishing. There's also subscribing to RSS tips. Use the bookmarklets tips. There's a list of the bookmarklets available, and how to use the reading list, where you can group all sorts of RSS items you subscribe to in a reading list, and either put the reading list is just simply a list of RSS feeds you subscribe to on the left side of the page, and displayed in a relevance, so you can have a high relevance so they go on the top of the list, or lower relevance to go on the bottom, and that's the sections. The relevances are sections, and then within the section, the RSS news is organized, as in the newest news is always on the top of the list. So you can also organize that as with dossiers that have RSS sub-dossiers in them. So when you hover over the hyperlink, it shows you a list of dossiers that are in there, and you can select those too, so they don't contaminate your make your list extremely long. So that's the also there's the OS X client apps description. I don't know how many Mac users there are out there, but I have a couple of those just because that's what I can make myself. I don't have a Windows box. And attachments, there's some attachments details, so you can add attachments to your web reference, which is handy if you have a, for example, I just used it the other day when I was looking for a Skype Plantronics headset, and I web-referenced the site, plus I added the user's manual, the PDF file, as an attachment. So now I can always have access to the user's manual from whatever computer I'm using. So I find that pretty handy. So that's what I did. I added the tips to WorldBook to help out new users and existing users so they can have quick access to their So information. Oh, by the way, all this information is also available in the help pages, which are handy if you like to look at them. And once you become a member, a patron at $25 a year, it's pretty basic. These tips disappear, so you won't see those tips anymore, and you get that extra space on the side for account information. So that's how those tips disappear. And that's the show, I guess, for today. Just to tell you what I did last week, and I simply did those tips. I'm also, this week, I'm going to be doing some things, but there won't be too exciting for existing members. I'll try and see how to figure out how to make this podcast more interesting in terms of not always talking about Worldbook, but I will integrate it in there somehow as to how to utilize it in everyday life, in a business situation or your personal situation, and then how to organize your content, because it's a great application, I like. Anyway, thanks very much for listening, and hope you didn't find this too dull. And hope you had a great Thanksgiving if you're in that part of the world.